This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. And Shayna, sort of a unexpected turn of events, you might even say a shocker recently at the state capitol when it comes to the budget negotiations.
Plot twist. It turns out that Democrats and Republicans in the state house had been working together to come up with a K-12 education budget. So this isn't the whole budget. This is just the education spending for grades kindergarten through 12th grade. But we were all really surprised when Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield and House Minority Leader Christine Gregg came forward and said, hey, we've come to an agreement on how to spend the money for this particular budget.
And one of the reasons it's important right now is obviously there's a lot of urgency around the full budget. We're just a couple weeks away from a partial government shutdown in Michigan if a budget doesn't pass. But with schools, you could even argue that it might be even more urgent because they've been in session for a couple weeks already, and districts really don't know how they're going to be able to spend their money because they don't have an education budget. This affects personnel, union negotiations, it affects all kinds of spending for schools, and it's already causing problems. So this is very important to get something to the governor fairly quick.
And the major sort of lingering question, once the dust settles on all of this, is sort of how is this going to impact the governor's relationship with her fellow Democrats in the state legislature? It sounds like the governor was not at the table for these negotiations. Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield had said that the governor walked away from the table. And so now the question becomes, how is everybody going to work together? Not just how are Democrats and Republicans going to work together, but how is everybody going to work together? Right after the announcement, Chatfield and Gregg held a scrum with reporters, and Representative Gregg was asked sort of like, what happened here and sort of what is going on now with that relationship? So here's Gregg responding along with an important follow-up by Gong War's Alethea Casbin.
This is about presenting the best budget we can to the governor. This is the work of the House, of us coming together, doing our jobs on a daily basis, and looking at what the needs of our districts are and fighting for those values.
Are you frustrated the governor wasn't a part of this?
I want to get her a budget as soon as possible. She asked us for a budget this week, so we're actually getting that to her as she requested.
Now, one of the reasons this is so significant is because if you are a Democratic governor and you need to get things done with a Republican-controlled legislature, in a lot of ways, you really need those Democrats in the legislature, in the minority party, to be on your side, to have your back, to be on the same page at least, especially even just with messaging and making sure that the message is coordinated in some way so that you have some leverage in the legislature to get things done, because otherwise you are on an island alone, and that is not a great place for a Democratic governor to be when Republicans still hold majorities in the legislature.
Absolutely. And so this is not only going to affect this particular budget, but also the entire budget process going forward, and even other major issues where the governor might have some technical disagreements or small disagreements or even large disagreements with her fellow Democrats. The question is going to become, what is her relationship with her fellow Democrats in the state legislature after they have sort of joined forces with Republicans to get something done at the state capitol? And at this point, we just don't know.